on shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome once again to the International Happy Station Show. I'm Keith Powell, and it's nice to have you with us once again. Yes, every show is nice to have you here joining me on the program, because you wouldn't believe how much influence you, the listener, have each week on the show. Yes, many ideas come from you, and even come from people that I chat to on the internet. And today, we have a guest that is returning. Yes, he is a returning guest. And it was somebody that we had a joy with, talking with, not too long ago on the show. In fact, our own Paulette McQuarrie here at PCJ referred to him as, he sounds like a lovely man, and he certainly is, and he's going to be joining us in a little bit on the program because we have something special to talk about. Yes, something special. Now, if you wish to get in touch with us, stay tuned because we're going to be giving out all that information a little later on in the program. But we're going to begin with a piece of music with two people that we actually had on the show not too long ago. They are the Ham Band. Actually, no, I think it is quite some time ago. Was it, 2009? I think it was in 2009 or... Was it 2009? Wow, I can't believe how time has flown. Yes, 2009, we had the Ham Band on the show. Lisa and Andrew all the way in our house. Our house, yes, it is our house. Denmark, I think. Yes, it is, isn't it? Yes, okay. They are a Ham Band. They released a CD called Seeking You, which is songs about amateur radio, which is an absolutely fantastic CD. We haven't played it for a while, but we're going to do it right now from the CD Seeking You, always on the air here on the International Happy Station.
In 1989, a good old friend of mine got married to a radio hand like I did, and they were happy at the start. Then they began to drift apart, because he's always on the air, my friend confided. A Morse code devotee, he was an expert on the key. 40 words a minute, and sometimes faster. He would while the hours away with the same ham every day, and I could see that marriage heading for disaster. 'Cause he was always on the air. It really was seemed like he was always on the air. Now I bet you think I say she packed her bags and she moved away. But instead she got the license and the Morse key. Started morsing more and more to her husband's paramour. It was the husband's turn to feel like a divorcee. 'Cause she was always on the air. It really wasn't fair. It seemed like she was always on the air. Then after a while, when she knew her Morse friend well, they met and fell in love in California. So all you crazy hams, spare a thought for your madame. And if you don't, then don't say I didn't warn ya. 'Cause if you're always on the air, it really isn't fair. Morse him to some man who isn't there. So if you're always on the air, you'll drive her to despair. She'll end up in some crazy love affair.
The Ham Band from the album Seeking You with Always on the Air here on the International Happy Station Show. Now, if you've gone to our website recently, you've seen some new things that we've added. Monday to Friday, you can tune into Radio Netherlands Worldwide 24 hours, 7 days a week to their various audio channels. Now, at the main menu, there is something called Ian Huntley's Archives. Who is Ian Huntley? Ian Huntley is this amazing guy in Reading in the United Kingdom who has been listening to this show way back, going way back to the Eddie Starts era. And he's a little bit like myself. You know, I'm the kind of person, and I was discussing this with the other day with Theo Lee, who's been on the show, because he said, you know, when you get business cards, who keeps them? Believe it or not, I do. I have business cards that were given to me 15 years ago that I hoard. I probably will never contact these people again, but I keep them, right? And it's the same with even business cards from restaurants and museums that I've been to and plane tickets and train tickets, and I keep stuff, which is good and bad. If you have moved as much as I have, and I don't mean just moving house, but moving countries to the other side of the world, it's a bit of a hassle sometimes, and things tend to get lost along the way. But Ian has been very lucky. He stores everything in his loft at his home in Reading in the United Kingdom. And he's been sending along some fascinating stuff. And we're going to have him in a little bit here on the show to talk about some of the things and the new Ian Huntley's archive page at PCJ, which I will tell you about in a little while. Now, let me see. There was something else coming up. Yes, and that is the next edition of Media Network Plus, which will have its first transmission at 2 hours UTC on February the 26th. The next edition of Media Network Plus is at February the 26th at 2 hours UTC, broadcasting to the Caribbean, Latin America on 9,955 kilohertz. And then the program, of course, will have various air dates on various other radio stations. And we have a fascinating show for you. And I have to tell you, because of what we did in the January edition, We're sort of going to continue with that theme. And if you want to find out exactly what I'm talking about, go to the Media Network Plus page at pcjmedia.com, download January show, and then you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you're going to be online, by the way, do add us to Facebook. Yes, we are on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media. Come in and join the group. And don't be shy. Don't be afraid to add me as one of your friends. Just do a search for moi. Well, not moi, M-O-I, but my name, Keith Perron. That's K-E-I-T-H-P-E-R-R-O-N, or Perron, as people in the United States like to say. And add me as one of your friends. I'm more than welcome to, you know, chat with anyone out there. It's always a lot of fun. Like I said, I get a lot of ideas from listeners. Okay, time for more music. This was a singer that somebody mentioned to me the other day that we should play a little bit more of on the show. Her name is Sarah Vaughan, and this is one of her hits from many, many moons ago called Broken Hearted Melody on the International Happy Station. Fantastic Sarah Vaughan with Broken Hearted Melody here on the International Happy Station. We now would like to dedicate the next number to all our good friends in India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh who have recently contacted us, who enjoy the show. So I'm going to dedicate a song to you. It's called The Song of India, because I couldn't find the one called The Song of Bangladesh and The Song of Sri Lanka and The Song of Pakistan. But anyway, I'm going to dedicate it to all of you right now, The Song of India by the Sky Masters Orchestra. And then coming up, our good friend Ian Huntley. Thank you. Joining us now on the show is a guest actually that was here not too long ago. His name is Ian Huntley. Now, for those who've been going to the PCJ website on a regular basis, you may have noticed a new page in the past couple of days. It's called Ian Huntley's Archive. Now, what is that exactly? Well, we have the man himself, Ian Huntley, to tell us about the fascinating treasure trove that he has in his loft in Reading in the United Kingdom. Hello, Ian.
Hello, good afternoon. That's a big build-up. Yes, I do have a loft full of souvenirs and memories lasting almost nearly 70 years, mainly about motorcycle racing, but it is all the branches of other things I'm interested in or have been interested in the past, such as Radio Nederland and anything associated with my trips abroad.
Now, a few weeks ago, I think maybe about 6 or 7 weeks ago, or maybe even longer than that, you sent me a scan of one of the postcards that Eddie Starts did, where he's sitting in a boat playing an accordion. Now, there's some of our listeners, by the way, Ian, I should let you know that I actually printed copies of that and sent it to them.
Right, yes.
And you just sent some other stuff as well that we're putting up on the website. Are you amazed that you have kept this stuff through the years?
Well, not really. My wife calls me the hoarder, which means I hoard everything. I've got tickets, train tickets, boat tickets, best information and stuff like that, all in bags in the loft. And if I need anything for articles that I write for magazines, I know where it is. It's all marked up in the loft there, 1960, 1970, 1980. All the different years are marked in bags. And I can go upstairs and retrieve anything I want if I'm writing an article about motorcycle racing or whatever.
So what you're saying then is if I go to your loft, I will see bags with tickets on them saying 1963, 1964?
Yes, quite. Yes, honestly, it's pre-computer days. It's the only way I could retrieve stuff, but now the computer's so much easier, I just punch in something and find it straight away. But it's not quite like being there personally, as I was. I was there at the TT races, I was there at Radio Nederland, I was there at Athens, and you can't appreciate that unless you've actually been there yourself.
Well, here, let me ask you a question. When you, let's say, open up one of these bags, right, And you find something, just out of curiosity, do you keep, like, restaurant receipts?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say, pick up a restaurant receipt? No, yes. I remember 40 years ago eating at that restaurant and what I had.
I can remember the taste even. Yes, the taste. And that's interesting because around Groningen, there was a number of cafes we went to, and we remember having meals in Assen and in Hilversum. And I've still got the receipts for them as well.
Really?
You won't believe how much rubbish I've got, honestly. The house is the warmest in the street. They say that because my loft is nice and full, none of the heat escapes from the house.
I just out of curiosity, have you ever met anybody else just like you?
Oh, I know of a number of people like myself. There's a guy I know in the Isle of Man who went over to the Isle of Man, and they took him to large, what we call pantechnicons, to take all his rubbish across. And that's in a big farm barn now, and he's very worried because it can rain, and he's scared he's going to lose some of this stuff. But he's got an enormous amount as well, and we share it because obviously in our hobby of motorcycle racing, we share a lot of information, like photographs and things. If he hasn't got it, I've got it. If I've got it, he hasn't got it, and that sort of thing. So we tend to mix around and share stuff these days.
I mean,
especially at our ages.
I just have this image in my head that this loft of yours, it's all these bags and boxes and things piled up on top of each other. I mean, just out of curiosity, if I was to say to you, 1964, give me the receipt to a restaurant, do you know where stuff exactly is? Or quite often, do you just discover stuff and go, oh, I didn't know, I forgot that I had this.
This is how I found this stuff for Radio Neverland. I'd forgotten totally about it. It wasn't until I went through a couple of years, because I'm actually writing appraisals on 1961 because it's so many years ago that I found some bits, and then I went to 1962, 63, and that was about the year when I was going on the continent, 64 and 65, and I'm trying to write memories about those years. And it's not until I get into the bags that I suddenly realize, oh, there's something from Cologne Cathedral, or there's something from when I was in America, there's something from Bunker Hill. And I read it all through again, and it jogs one's memory. It's good for one's memory so you don't get anything like Alzheimer's. I think that would be a good way to stop one from having any problems with your mind. I go over everything and remember things, and it jogs your memory.
Now, you mentioned, of course, that you went to Deutsche Welle, and many people may know that they're no longer in Cologne. They're now in Bonn. And I remember the first time that I walked into that building, because the building was huge. And I met a woman that I knew that used to work there. She's now retired, by the name of Rita Schmidt, and the former head of the English language section, Willy Maus. And there were these trucks parked outside, and these men wearing these white coats with masks and gloves. And I looked at the two of them, and I said, just out of curiosity, is something scary going on here? This is in the mid to late 1990s. And they both said to me, oh, nothing to worry about. The building's just full of asbestos. They told us we have to get out in a few years because it's causing cancer to everyone.
Good Lord. Yes, I can believe it, though.
And initially, they were actually going to stay there, but the cost that it would have been to remove the asbestos was just too great.
It's happening everywhere now, isn't it? Everybody's asbestos conscious, and when you think I've worked in places that are now being pulled down because of the asbestos, it worries me. I'm luckily not having any of that sort of problem, but when you think it was there, and it's just recently been found as being a problem, it does frighten one, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, and they said, you know, some of the staff that had been there since the building was built many, many years before actually had, they couldn't figure out what it was until they started looking into it. They found the building was laced with asbestos. And that was the case even of many other well-known radio buildings. Now, when you were in the continent, did you also go to, say, Radio France International?
No, it tended to be Germany and Holland.
Right.
And, of course, Radio Berlin, I've been to there quite a few times.
So, wait. You also visited Radio Berlin International in the former GDR?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I visited them when the war was up many years ago. I went over into East Germany for some work I was doing, and stayed in East Germany. I remember it clearly. I wrote it up for my website, and it was quite frightening. I saw all the shops that are there now weren't shops. You saw nothing on the shelves, but it was an interesting experience that the fact is I'd taken the opportunity of going over the wall and staying in East Germany. So I did pop into the Berlin International. I got their QSL cards and listened to them.
What was it like visiting Radio Berlin International? I mean, did you go through many security checks or what?
Yes. You had to go in and sign in and make sure they saw your passports and everything else. And you were never let on your own. You're never allowed to walk around. I mean, I was in Eddie Stark's office and he popped out for a few minutes to see somebody. We were trusted in Holland, but in Germany, there was forever. You felt as if you were being watched all the time. So it was quite a... it wasn't frightening. You know, if you weren't doing anything wrong, there was nothing to be worried about.
You didn't make any jokes like you were secretly James Bond, did you?
Oh, no. I felt better not to. So one has a sort of... frightened giggle all the time, though. You're sort of sitting there going, you know, you wonder if anybody's going to put you in clink or whatever. But no, it was perfectly all right. We enjoyed the trip into East Berlin, came out, and then I went over to see when the wall came down. I was sent by the local newspaper here in Slough to be present when they pulled the wall down. So I've certainly been travelled and seen all the Things One Should See, which being interesting.
When you,
and that's all in the loft as well.
when actually,
even
no,
bits of wall.
If you, oh, you have bits of wall.
Oh yes, I've got a huge chunk of wall that I brought back, and it's official. It's not a copy bit. It's an actual piece off one of the walls when it came down.
You know,
I'll send you an email of that if you like.
That would be interesting. Not too long ago, because there's many websites, and even on eBay, for example, there's people selling bits of wall and everything.
I don't believe it anymore.
Well, you know, this one commentator, he said, you know, there's so many pieces of the wall for sale on the internet, yeah, that if they were to take all the pieces together, it would be even bigger than the Great Wall of China. You know,
that's true, and that's true about this Titanic coal as well. That people keep saying, "Oh, buy a piece of coal from the Titanic," and they say the same about that. If they got all that coal, that would be a complete seam somewhere.
It would be a mine, I think. It'd be a total mine.
Complete coal mine. Yeah, yeah. No, this is actual wall. It's authenticated, and I brought a lot back for a breast scanner appeal here in Slough, mm-hmm, and we raffled it off, and I wish I'd kept some of it now. I mean, it went to a good cause, but official original wall goes for quite a bit of money now.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And I've got a piece hanging on the wall here, on my own wall at home here. Yeah, it's on a plaque. It's on a plaque that I was presented with. Yeah.
Ian,
I've got a collection you wouldn't believe.
Ian, well, I'm sure that our listeners will get to see more and more of your collection on your webpage at the PCJ Media website.
I'm going to send some more bits, yes.
Which is very simple. You can just go to pcjmedia.com, or the full link is www.pcjmedia.com/IHA, which stands for Ian Huntley Archives.
Very good.
Ian, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
It's a pleasure. Now, it really is a pleasure. I'm glad I've met up with you. It's nice to be able to talk to somebody over there, and I'll visit you one day.
Er staat een huis aan de gracht in Oud-Amsterdam, waar ik als jongen vannacht bij grootvader kwam. Nu zit een vreemde meneer in het kamertje voor, en ook die heerlijke zolder werd een kantoor.
Alleen de Amsterdam vult mijn gedachten als de mooiste stad van het land. Al die Amsterdamse mensen, al die lichtjes 's avonds laat op het plein. Niemand kan zich beter wensen dan een Amsterdammer te zijn.
Heb veel gereisd en al vroeg de gezien. En nimmer kreeg ik genoeg van reizen nadien. Maar ergens bleef er een sterk verlangen in mij. Naar Hollands kust en de stad aan Amstel en IJ.
Amsterdam vult mijn gedachten
als de mooiste stad van het land. Al die Amsterdamse mensen, al die
my good buddy Tom Meyer singing a song about Amsterdam, and before that, our good friend Ian Huntley in Reading in the United Kingdom. And to find out all the fascinating things that are happening at Ian Huntley's archive page, just go to www.pcjmedia.com and you will find the link in the main menu on the right of the page, or you can also enter the following address, www.pcjmedia.com/IHA. And there are two things there right now, and more things will be added over the next little while. We have some other things that are coming up next week. And what is fun, actually, and this is interesting, if you click on the pictures, right, if you click on the pictures, you will hear sounds from this show from many, many years ago, Eddie Starts, and much, much more. Okay, time for more music. This is a song from a musical that I love very much. The musical starred Grace Kelly, Frank Sinatra, and Bing Crosby. The musical, of course, is High Society. And we're going to take a listen now to one of the songs, one of the most popular songs from that musical, called Did You Ever? Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby here on the International Happy Station.
I have heard among this clan, you are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow.
What a swell party this is. What frills,
what frocks,
what broads,
what furs,
what rocks.
They're beautiful.
Well, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquisite, really. This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the brain.
That's what I was going to say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Drink up, Jack. Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time?
Grab a line.
Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
It's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's wonderland.
La 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 la
la la
la la la la la la la
la la
la la la la la la.
We sing.
We sing.
So rare.
So rare.
Like old camembert. Like Baba. Don't dig that kind of crooning, chum.
You must be one of the newer fellas.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party this is.
I drink to your health.
Nah, let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party. Swell again, elegant party. This is.
The fantastic Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby from the original soundtrack of High Society, which also starred Grace Kelly with Did You Ever, here on the International Happy Station. All right, if you wish to get in touch with us with a music request or an upcoming suggestion for a show, please do so. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. You know, I think I'm coming down with a really, really bad cold. I haven't been sleeping well the past couple of nights, and we have had such a tremendous change in climates here in Taipei in the last 2 weeks. Just to give you an idea, 2 weeks ago it was 10 degrees centigrade. Then, all of a sudden, in one day, it went up to 29. 2 days later, it dropped to 15 and then dropped back down to 9. And then today, the day that we're recording this show, it has gone back up to 18 and rainy. And I've been feeling a little bit under the weather since last week's show. And I have to admit, normally when we record this show, we record the show in one take and we do it very quickly and it's all done. Last week, for some reason, the 55 minutes seemed like an eternity. And somebody commented on it. They said, "Keith, are you sure you're okay?" Yes, actually, I'm okay. Not so bad. But I have my cup of coffee, which is keeping me awake. You can hear it. And yes, it is coffee and nothing else. Maybe one day we should do a show that way. I think it would be rather interesting. All right. Now, if I said to you and asked you the question, what do Bert Klemfert and the Beatles have in common? I can hear some people going right now, "You've got to be kidding." Well, believe it or not, and this is going far back, Bert Klemfert, who at one time was the A&R man at Polydor Records, signed the Beatles to his label, Polydor. Of course, that won't sound very strange to many people who are fans of the Beatles, because as you may know, their early recordings were released in Germany on Polydor, and I believe this was before Ringo Starr joined the group. And a number of them, they got some airplay. Of course, not as big as they were when they switched labels. But just recently, we came across a new remastered CD of those early Polydor recordings, and we're going to take a listen to one of them right now, which is going out to Paul Pierce, who is in Cairo, Egypt. It's "Ain't She Sweet, The Beatles," without Ringo Starr, produced by Bert Klemfert.
Oh, ain't she sweet? We see you walking down that street. Yes, I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Oh, ain't she nice? Well, look her over once or twice. Just cast a light in her
A very early recording of the Beatles featuring John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Tony Sheridan. That was recorded in Hamburg, Germany, and was produced by Bert Lampfert with Ain't She Sweet. Last week, I received a very, very interesting email from Sergio Acosta. Now, our English listeners will probably not know that name, but our listeners in Latin America will definitely know him. He is the host of Cartas on the Spanish section of Radio Netherlands. He took over the show from Jaime Baniga. Anyway, Sergio is originally from Cuba, and he contacted me because he wanted to interview me for a section that they were doing about La Estación de la Alegría. Now, what is La Estación de la Alegría? Well, that's the Spanish version of this program. And he also interviewed Tom Meyer. Now, I'm not sure of the exact air date for that interview, but as soon as I find out, I will let you know, and I will also post it on my Facebook page and Twitter it out, and also put it at pcjmedia.com. So stay tuned for that. This will be very interesting. It'd be very interesting indeed. All right. Speaking of Latin America, one performer that we've had a few requests for in the past, his name is Arturo Sandoval. He's originally from Cuba. He now lives in the United States. And we don't play enough Latin music on the English version of the program, so I thought we would rectify that problem right now. Here's Arturo Sandoval from a new CD called The Very Best of Arturo Sandoval with The Latin Train here on La Estación de la Alegría or The Happy Station Show.
Thank you.
the fantastic Arturo Sandoval with The Latin Train. And you know what? We're nearly out of time. But before we go, I want to give you out a little bit of information about how you can get in touch with us. First is our email, pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And you can also get in touch with us via Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media, Twitter, PCJ Media, and of course our own website, pcjmedia.com. So we look forward to hearing from you. Oh, I have a funny chair again. I keep having this chair, Kevin. We need to get rid of it or put oil on it or something. If you wish to get in touch with us via snail mail, our address is very simple. That's an understatement. Oh, I'm being very silly. Happy Station Show, care of PCJ Media, 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 3-1, Section 1, Sanmin Road. That's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman, Road, Sanmin Road. Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Now, if you didn't have that, couldn't write that down for whatever reason, just send me an email and I will forward it to you. The reason being, of course, if you do send us a snail mail, we will send you a little thank you gift. And it could be a postcard, it could be anything, really. You know, who knows what it could be. It could be a total surprise. Yes, it will be a total surprise. So you can also get in touch with us via snail mail. Now, before we go, next week's show, we're going to be announcing the results of a poll that we had running, which was which classic TV show made references to shortwave radio, or I should say many references to shortwave radio. The choices were MASH, Gilligan's Island, McHale's Navy, and Hogan's Heroes. And we will be announcing the results of that poll next week, and we'll be telling you about a new poll that we will have up very soon at our website. And while you're visiting our website, by the way, do check out our latest video blog that we recorded 2 weeks ago up in Wulai, which is between 18 and 20 kilometers from Taipei. And it was a beautiful day, and we headed up there with the camera, and we shot some stuff, and you will see me naked. No, well, let me rephrase that. I'm not naked, actually. Well, I am, but I'm not. I'm actually sitting in a hot spring. It's a good thing I wasn't naked, and good thing you didn't see anything, because it would turn people off. And if you just had dinner, you would probably feel ill. Anyway, go to pcjmedia.com and you will find that on our homepage. Before we go, I want to thank Kevin Lee, who does, as always, a fantastic job. Johan Backer, our production assistant. So, on behalf of them and everyone else here at PCJ, this is Keith Perron, host of the International Happy Station Show, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Thank you.